Spot Hype ETFs absorb 1.04% of market cap in first 10 trading days. Spot Hype ETFs have pulled in 1.04% of Hyperliquid's circulating market cap during their first 10 trading days, according to a Kairos research note circulated by Wu Blockchain on May 27, 2026. The figure refers to the share of float now sitting inside the wrapper, not a price move, which makes it a cleaner read on institutional appetite than daily flow headlines. Hyperliquid's native token has had a volatile month. BTC is at 75,496, 1.6% on the day, and ETHEI at 2,070, 1.1% as of May 27, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 36, a 1% absorption print from new ETFs in a tape. This risk-off is not the kind of number that usually shows up alongside falling spot prices. Pace versus Bitcoin's early ETF window. The Kairos benchmark matters because it forces a direct comparison with the BTC ETF debut. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs took several weeks of trading in January 2024 to absorb a similar share of BTC's float, and that was with a much deeper distribution roster led by BlackRock and Fidelity. Hype's wrappers are operating in a smaller, more concentrated structural setup and still moved roughly the same share in 10 sessions. That is not a claim that Hype ETFs will reach the scale of IBIT. They will not. Hyperliquid's market cap is a fraction of Bitcoin's, the issuer base is thinner, and most of the absorption is concentrated in a single product line. The relevant point is velocity. When ETFs hit float quickly, the question shifts from will demand show up to what does the order book look like when redemptions reverse? A thinner book under the new wrapper Hype's order book has been visibly thinner since the launch. The native exchange runs deep books on perpetuals, but spot Hype liquidity sits across a smaller venue set than majors. ETFs adding 1% of float in 10 days pulls inventory out of those books and parks it inside custodian wallets that do not market make. The risk is asymmetric. While ETFs are net buyers, the move tightens spreads in their favor and supports price. When net flows turn even briefly, the same wrappers become sellers into a thinner book than existed before launch. Traders watching Hype need to track ETF flow data alongside the usual on-chain inventory metrics rather than treating the two as separate signals. Three buyer types stacking on the same float, Hyperliquid, has spent most of 2026 broadening its product surface. The exchange expanded HIP4 event contracts to macro bets earlier this month and funneled $1.16 billion in cumulative fee revenue back into Hype buybacks through its on-chain treasury. The ETF leg adds a third source of structural demand on top of buybacks and organic spot. Three buyer types compounding on the same float is a bullish setup in isolation. The complication is that two of them, buybacks and ETF inflows, are sensitive to price. Buybacks rely on fee revenue, which falls with volume in a bear tape. ETF flows can flip in days. The 1.04% number is a strong start, but does not lock in a trajectory. Practical read for holders and watchers. Holders should not treat ETF absorption as a one-way street. The figure tells you institutional plumbing is in place and seated, not that it will keep buying through a drawdown. The relevant data going forward is daily net creations, redemptions, and any signs of basis trades hedging the wrapper against perpetuals on Hyperliquid itself. For traders, the practical implication is that Hype's spot order book is structurally thinner now than it was at the ETF launch. A 1% float share parked in passive wrappers reduces the available supply against which discovery happens. Volatility on both sides is likely to be larger than the pre-ETF baseline for the same notional flow.